A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The mother of Jesus and his brothers arrived at the house. Standing outside, they sent word to Jesus and called him. A crowd seated around him told him, "Your mother and your brothers and your sisters are outside asking for you." But he said to them in reply, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking around at those seated in the circle, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." This is the word of the Lord. Today's gospel selection tells us of a meeting that did not happen between Jesus and his mother and family. Jesus was preaching, surrounded by a crowd. Members of his family went where he was and tried to speak to him. It was not a simple meeting that his family wanted. Mark tells us that his family was very preoccupied with Jesus, for the crowd did not leave him and he could not even eat. People were saying, "He is out of his mind." And so they saw trouble brewing from the side of the scribes and apparently also from the Roman authorities, who surely did not like anybody who could disturb the normal running of life in their colonies. So his family set out to take charge of him. Jesus' family remained outside because of the crowd. However, we can imagine that a crowd would make way for the master's mother to speak to him. Jesus, on the other hand, did not try to go and meet her outside. What does this outside mean? It seems that the crowd was not the only barrier that separated Jesus from his family members. They wanted to seize him, to take charge of him. In a way, they wanted to silence him, to bring some sense to his mind. The only thing that made sense for Jesus was to go about his father's business, to do his father's will. The family surely wanted to protect Jesus, but he did not need and he did not want this sort of protection. Let us remember him in the Garden of Gethsemane, telling his father, "Your will, not mine, be done." And then telling Peter, "Put your sword back into its sheath. Do you think that I cannot call upon my Father, and he will not provide me at this moment with more than 12 legions of angels?" Jesus wanted to make it clear that he was about his Father's business, no matter what. Matthew tells us that Jesus stretched out his hand towards his disciples, saying, "Here are my mother and my brothers." Was this an invitation for his family members to join the crowd? Anyhow, Jesus wanted to point out the importance of discipleship over and above family links. This does not mean that blood relations were not important for him. Discipleship counted much more. It might seem that Jesus was sort of rude to his mother. Not only did he not go out to speak to her, a crowd could not stop him from going out if he wanted to. There are other occasions in which Jesus seems to put some distance between him and her. When a woman from the crowd cried out, "Blessed is the womb that carried you and the breasts at which you nursed," he replied, "Rather, blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it." At the marriage feast in Cana, he addressed her, saying, "Woman, how does your concern affect me?" And from the cross he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Jesus was not rude. His love for his mother was subordinate only to that of his father, whose will was his light and guide. He loved his mother with infinite love, because she too was totally dedicated to God's will. She saw herself as the handmaid of the Lord. Jesus wanted to show that Mary's greatness lies more in her being his disciple. It was God who chose Mary to be his mother, but it was Mary's choice to be Christ's disciple. Let us listen to Saint Augustine. Mary did the will of the Father, and therefore it means more for Mary to have been a disciple of Christ than to have been the mother of Christ. It means more for her, an altogether greater blessing, to have been Christ's disciple than to have been Christ's mother. And then he added, Mary too is blessed, because she heard the word of God and kept it. Surrounded by a crowd of followers, if not of eager listeners, Jesus took this opportunity to call all of them to be disciples. He invited them to try to listen, to search for the will of God, and to do their best to accept it and put it into practice, to live by it. It seems to me that by choosing to remain with the crowd and to leave his mother outside, Jesus was giving us a clear sign that we should try to live the same faith with the same intensity as his mother. He sort of puts us on an equal level with his mother. Yes, God endowed Mary with immense gifts he did not give us. At the same time, however, he gave her and us the gift, for he gave us the selfsame Holy Spirit, who made it possible for Mary to say, I am the handmaid of the Lord, and for us to call God Abba, Father. Let us remember that the same Son of God redeemed Mary and us, and that we are all called to be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. Let us listen to Augustine again. Mary is holy, Mary is blessed, but the Church is something better than the Virgin Mary. Why? Because Mary is part of the Church, a holy member, a quite exceptional member, the supremely wonderful member, but still a member of the whole body. We are part of the crowd that makes the whole body of Christ. A crowd of sinners, yes, but a holy crowd that yearns to follow the Lord and to be faithful. This is why during Mass we always ask Jesus, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your Church, of which we are unworthy members. It is important to be Church, so that the good things each one of us brings to the community will help us on our journey and encourage us when we feel our limitations, when we make mistakes and sin.